Here are today's contestants. An economist from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Nat Kellison. A captioner from Phoenix, Arizona, Jill Rauch. And our returning champion, a microbiologist from Berwyn, Pennsylvania, Lisa Schlitt, whose 6-day cash winnings total $139,100. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks, folks. We are now, ladies and gentlemen, exactly 1 week away from our annual college championship. It's a 2-week-long tournament. Interestingly enough, our current champion, Lisa, looks young enough to be a college student, but she's a graduate, and she has been drawing on a vast reservoir of knowledge to earn a lot of money as our champion. Jill and Matt, welcome aboard, and good luck to all of you. Here we go. Now the categories for the three of you. Starting off with familiar acting faces, followed by a rude awakening, a fictional death, foreign exchange, misquotes, notice the M-I-S in quotation marks, and finally, you're going to be renting a car, perhaps. Lisa, start.
Fictional death, too.
Postmortem, the title character of this H.G. Wells novel can be seen hands and feet first. Lisa.
Who's the Invisible Man?
You are right.
Death for?
This author said, I killed Ned in the first book, and it shocked a lot of people. He was far from finished with the shocking. Matt.
Who is George R.R. Martin?
Yes.
Fictional death for 6.
The bell tolls for Esmeralda, executed as a sorceress in this 1831 classic. Jill?
What is the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Right you are.
Fictional death 800.
This justifiably upset Romeo and Juliet character says, a plague of both your houses before he dies. Lisa?
Who's Chibault?
No. Jill?
Who is Mercutio?
Yes, that's right.
Fictional death for 1,000.
You have just earned a shot at the Daily Double. And you are in the lead with 1,400.
I will risk 1,000.
Okay, here is your clue. In 1991, John Updike won his second Pulitzer for this aptly titled final novel about Harry Angstrom.
What is Rabbit at Rest?
That is it. You now have a $2,000 lead. Go again.
Familiar acting faces, 200.
Ned? Ned Ryerson? No, it's actually Stephen Tobolowsky, who played Ned over and over in this 1993 comedy. Matt.
What is Groundhog Day?
Yes, a fun film.
Acting for 4.
Many familiar faces played judges on this Juliana Margulies show, including the omnipresent Dennis O'Hare. Matt.
What is The Good Wife?
You are right again.
Acting for 6.
James Hong's 400-plus credits include Blade Runner and a restaurant host calling Cartwright and not Costanza on this sitcom. Matt again.
What is Seinfeld?
Yes.
Acting for 8.
Lately dealing with Code Black on TV, the always busy Luis Guzman was on the big screen in this 1997 drama about Dirk Diggler. Matt.
What is Boogie Nights?
Correct.
Let's finish it off for 1,000.
Carol Christine Hilaria became initially yours as she worked under this name on shows like The Shield. Jill.
Who is CCH Pounder?
That's $1,000 more for you to break the tie. You're in the lead again.
Misquotes for 200, please.
Mark Twain wrote about the magnificent This River rolling its mile-wide tide along, shining in the sun. Lisa.
It's Mississippi.
Yes.
Misquotes 4.
Frank Lloyd Wright claimed that the physician can bury his these, but the architect can only advise his client to plant vines. Lisa?
Were mistakes?
Mistakes, yes, that's where the M-I-S comes in.
Misfix.
Chekhov wrote that he had two professions. Medicine is my lawful wife, and literature is my this. Matt?
What is mistress?
Correct.
Misquotes for 8.
The Constitution states that a president can be removed from office for high crimes and these. Matt.
What are misdemeanors?
Yes.
Let's finish it off for 1,000.
In TV's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie in the Box tells Hermie he's the sentry of the island of these. Matt.
What are misplaced toys?
No. Jill.
What are misfit toys?
That's right, and you earn the $1,000. You are still in the lead as we take our first commercial break. Back in a moment, folks. Stay with us, please. Matt Kellison is from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, a city I am very familiar with. I also understand you're a hockey fan, which means you're a fan of the Ottawa Senators.
I'm a huge fan of the Ottawa Senators, Alex.
Yeah, and you're hoping for big things this year.
Hoping for big things.
Yeah.
In fact, I host a Senators podcast.
Oh, you do?
Which is has a theme song which is based on Billy Joel's theme from an Italian restaurant. Sorry, scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And we do a lot of sort of 70s soft rock humor mixed with Ottawa Senators hockey, and it has limited appeal.
I got news for you. For me, that would have a lot of appeal.
Well,
I like both.
I'll tell you all about it after.
Okay, good for you. Jill Rausch, captioner from Phoenix, Arizona, whose husband first noticed her because of something she was wearing.
Yes, Alex. I had a pair of lime green shoes. I was a new employee at a school, and my husband was the IT guy. He came down to set up my new computer, and later in the day I got an email. Hey, those are some wild green shoes you're wearing. And they paid off.
Absolutely. You still have them?
I do.
Not the shoes, the husband.
Both.
Okay, good. Lisa Schlitt is our champion, a microbiologist who studied not microbiology in college, but wines.
Well, it wasn't my major, but where I went to school, Cornell University, the, like, classic senior elective is Introduction to Wines, and it's a 600-person lecture hall where they actually serve everybody wine in class.
Why did I not hear about that when I was going to college? Darn, I miss out on all the good stuff. Okay, Jill, you are in command of the board and in the lead. Go ahead and make a selection for us.
Let's go with renting a car for $200.
How about this company that shares its name with Captain Kirk's craft? Matt.
What is Enterprise?
That's it.
Renting a car for $4.
Get a car from this company whose use of yellow comes from its founder's cab company. Matt.
What is Hertz?
Yes.
Renting a car for $6.
If you're watching what you spend, try this company whose name is also found between congressional and office. Lisa.
Was budget?
Budget, that's the word.
Renting a car $8.
In terms of currency, there's always this company that allows you to lock low and go. Jill.
What is dollar?
Good.
And renting a car, $1,000.
Bird lovers will love this car rental company whose name is also the Latin for bird. Lisa?
With Avis.
Avis is right.
Rude Awakening 2.
You may grow to hate this bugle call used by the army to awaken the troops for morning roll call. Jill?
What is Reveille?
Reveille, right.
A Rude Awakening 400.
I really wish you wouldn't wake me up using one of these. Lisa?
What's an air horn?
Air horn, yeah. Don't want to be awakened.
Rude Awakening 6.
Ah, it's one of these leg cramps with an equine name. Lisa?
What's a Charlie horse?
Correct.
Rude Awakening 8.
This challenge to raise money for ALS ended in 2014. So why the cold shower, especially at 3 a.m.? Lisa.
Was the ice bucket challenge.
You are right. Less than a minute to go now.
Rude 1,000.
Chronic snoring that's loud enough to wake a bed partner can be a sign of OSA, obstructive sleep this disorder. Matt.
What is sleep apnea?
Yes.
Foreign exchange for 200.
Two grazing yaks, the Temple of Taliju and Mount Everest are depicted on its 5-rupee note. Matt.
What is Nepal?
That's the country.
Foreign exchange for 400, please.
In 2015, Russia began issuing 100-ruble notes commemorating the annexation of this peninsula from Ukraine. Lisa.
With Crimea.
Right.
6.
Sweden's 200-kronor note honors this director with a depiction of him on the set of The Seventh Seal. Jill.
Who is Bergman?
Ingmar Bergman, yes. And that takes you up to 6,000, still in the lead. Lisa in third place at 3,800 will be the one going first in Double Jeopardy. A fantastic start for all three players today on Jeopardy. Lisa, here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. You're going first. Broadway shows in Latin, followed by Venice. alliterative two-word terms, classical music, hard G, and then you get to travel with me. A visit to the brand new National Museum of African American History and Culture. Lisa, start us off.
Alliterative for 400.
She sells seashells by the seashore is a classic one of these. Lisa?
What's a tongue twister?
Right.
Eight.
No need to cry over this tree. Lisa again.
It's a weeping willow.
Yes.
Alliterative 12.
It's the bovine term for a business or product that generates a steady flow of income. Jill.
What is a cash cow?
You got it.
A two-word term, 1600.
They're the classic footwear seen here. Those are saddle shoes. Jill.
Alliterative 2000.
Alliterative synonym for a shaman. Correct response, what is a medicine man? Jill Gauguin.
Broadway shows in Latin for 400.
Homo musicus. Lisa.
Was the music man?
Yes.
African-American history, 400.
Here we go. At the gift shop, you can pick up a kanara, a candle holder that represents African roots. It'll hold candles in the symbolic colors of black for the people, red for their struggle, and green for hope, all to help you celebrate this late December holiday. Matt.
What is Kwanzaa?
Right.
African-American for eight.
Thomas Jefferson wrote that all men are created equal, yet as seen from the names on the bricks, he was a major slaveholder, owning hundreds at this home and plantation in Virginia. Matt again.
What is Monticello?
Good.
African-American for 12.
Among Harriet Tubman's most treasured possessions was a lace shawl she received in recognition of her heroic efforts from this woman who was celebrating her diamond jubilee. Lisa.
Who's Queen Victoria?
Yes.
African-American 16.
Our feet are tired, but our souls are rested, said Martin Luther King, and then soaked his feet in the bucket on display here after leading thousands on a five-day, 54-mile freedom march from Selma to the steps of the Capitol in this city. Jill.
What was Montgomery?
You got it.
African-American for 2,000.
The tape recorder was used by this man, whose ideas for black activism couldn't be contained by the Nation of Islam, leading to the sad correctness of his prediction in his autobiography that I, too, will die by violence. Matt.
Who's Malcolm X?
You are right, and just an added note from me, a personal one. If you get a chance to visit our nation's capital, go to that museum if you're interested in American history. It's very important. Matt, back to you.
Hard G for 400, please.
The midnight to 8 a.m. shift. Matt.
What is the graveyard shift?
Yes.
Hard G for 8.
Mikado librettist. Matt.
Who is Gilbert?
Right.
Hard G for 12.
There's a ruffed type of this game bird. Lisa.
What's a grouse?
Grouse, yes.
Broadway shows Latin 8.
Phillies. Matt.
What is cats?
Yes.
Hard G for 16.
He built what's now Hollywood's TCL Chinese Theater. Jill.
Who is Grauman?
Sid Grauman, yes.
Hard G for 2,000.
Japanese dumplings. Lisa.
Or gyoza.
Yes.
Broadway shows 12.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Doubles. And you have just tied Matt for second place. Both of you trailing Jill.
1,200.
Okay. Here is your clue. Mea Domina Bella.
What is My Fair Lady?
That's right. Now you're in the lead. Go.
Latin 16.
Quadragesimus secundus vicus. What is 42nd Street? Back to you, Lisa.
Broadway 2000.
Calige Torquentes. You know it better as Kinky Boots. Go again, Lisa.
Venice 4.
To curb excessive decoration of these boats by nobles, Venice passed a law that kept them black. Lisa.
What's a gondola?
Gondola, right you are.
Venice 8.
At the height of its naval power, Venice was known as the queen of this sea. Lisa again.
What is the Adriatic?
Yes, tough to say.
Venice 12.
Venice's main street. It winds through the city's center for almost 2.5 miles. Lisa.
Was it Grand Canal?
Good.
Venice 16.
This sandbar, home to the Venice Film Festival since 1932, is one of Europe's most popular beach resorts. And that would be the famous Lido Beach. Back to you.
Venice 2000.
The Museum of Glass Art in the Justinian Palace chronicles this nearby island's glassmaking history. And that would be Murano. About a minute to go now, Lisa.
Classical 12.
Answer. Nearly double.
Four hundred
only. Not feeling too confident in classical music. Here is the clue. Gustav Holst finished this work by writing Mercury in 1916. Lisa? One of his most famous works is called The Planets. Mercury, of course, one of the planets. You're at an even 13,000. Go again.
Classical 8.
After Bizet's death at age 36, Ernest Giroux assembled two instrumental suites from this opera. Jill.
What is Carmen?
You're right.
Classical music 16.
Mendelssohn's Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage is a concert one. Not before an opera, but standing alone. It's an overture. Jill, two clues left.
Classical music 2000.
In a performance of this 1931 suite, the percussionist needs coconut shells to imitate a burro on the trail. Jill?
What is the Grand Canyon suite?
That's it. And with that, you wind up in the lead by $200 over Lisa. Matt, still very much alive, though, with $9,800. Okay, final Jeopardy for the three of you. This category now in play. Mythological names. Think about it. Make a wager. We'll come back to reveal a clue in a moment.
The gecko gets stuck inside this classic tile-matching video game in a Geico commercial. What is Tetris? Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good subject for final. Mythological names. And a good clue also. Here it is, players. With depths of up to 30,000 feet, ocean trenches make up a zone named for this brother of Poseidon and his domain. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. This was a tough one. Tough way to start the week. Matt, we start with you. You were at 9,800, and you wrote down as your response, who is Marianas? You were thinking of the Marianas Trench. That is not a Greek god. It will cost you 9,800. You drop to zero. Over to our champion, Lisa, who has already won $139,000. And what did she put down today? Pelagus. No, that is incorrect. It'll cost you, it'll cost you everything. You drop to zero. Looking good for Jill. She had 13,200. Did she get the correct response? No, she picked Tantalus. And the correct response is Hades, god of the underworld. How much will it cost you? All? Only $399. Hey, you're the new champ. With 12,801, Jill, congratulations. And thank you all. Good game. Great way to start the week. Back tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Does your vitamin C last 24 hours? Only Nature's Bounty does. New Immune 24 Hour Plus has longer lasting vitamin C. Nature's Bounty.
Do you have dry, cracked hands from constant washing, cold weather, and hard work? Try O'Keefe's Working Hands. It's America's number one selling hand cream for guaranteed relief for extremely dry, cracked hands.